Welcome to another episode of HPR. I am your host, Enigma, and today I will be talking about how to be nosy on the interwebs. This is a presentation that I gave at my local 813 BinRev meeting, but for those of you who weren't in Tampa that week that I gave it, I'm going to give it to you anyway. So the basis of this presentation is you're sitting at your local Starbucks or any place that has free Wi-Fi, and you want to be a little bit nosy and see what other people are doing. Nothing malicious, just, you know, poking around. So what you will need for my presentation is a Linux laptop. You can do this in Windows too, but for my purposes, I'm using Ubuntu Linux. The local wireless network, you need to be connected, obviously. This is under the assumption that it's a public network, that you don't have any encryption to deal with or anything, but there's plenty of tools out there that can, and tutorials that, you know, break WEP or break WPA or anything like that. But for my purposes, I'm, you know, a normal user on the wireless network. I'm going to be using four tools, EtherCAP, Wireshark, DriftNet, and Nmap. These four tools are available in the Ubuntu repositories and basically took me about 15 minutes to install all of them. And they're available through Synaptic, but I use apt-get to get them. Synaptic is the front end of apt-get for Ubuntu, but I'm a command line guy, so I'm going to go with apt-get. So the syntax for apt-get is sudo apt-get install and then the package name. So sudo apt-get install nmap, sudo apt-get install driftnet, and so on and so forth. So after you install and set up all four tools, the next process is we need to find our targets on the network. So this can be accomplished through Nmap, and Nmap has a nifty feature called ping scanning, and among many others. I use ping scanning to scan a range of IPs to see which talk back. This can be accomplished by using the simple command, and I'm going to put this presentation up in the show notes so you don't need to take notes, but the syntax is nmap dash s, lowercase s, capital P, and then your range. So for my example, it'll be 192.168.1.1-254. So I'm going to scan 192.168.1.1 through 254. And if you know anything about subnetting, these numbers will vary depending on, you know, your subnet and the range of addresses you want to scan. So after that, we need to poison our target, and that is accomplished by using a tool called EtherCAP, and basically we are pretending to be the router and sniffing the traffic between the target computer and the router, or computer to computer if you're in a peer-to-peer network. But for our purposes, we are going to use EtherCAP, and the command for that is sudo EtherCAP minus capital T dash capital M, and then ARP, which is address resolution protocol, dash I for the interface, and it's my interface is WLAN 0, but your mileage may vary depending on what laptop you have. And then the address that you're, well, I put the address of the router, which was 192.168.1.1, and then the address of the targeted computer, which in my case is 108. And you can do, the syntax is, and you'll see in the show notes, that it's followed or preceded by a forward slash and followed by a forward slash. And this is because the syntax assumes that you can put in multiple entries. In other words, you can put in either the MAC address, the IP address, and a port number. So let's say if I only wanted to see 80 traffic, which is web traffic, I could put, 192.168.1.1 forward slash 80, and that would get me all of the web traffic from that target. But for my example, I just grabbed all of the traffic. And then the two tools that are remaining, Wireshark and DriftNet. If you're not familiar with DriftNet, reassembles images on the fly. So basically, you fire up that tool by using the command line sudo driftnet and then dash I and then the interface name. And this puts up a little window on your screen that if someone browses a page with images, it actually will display that for you. So it's kind of neat. And you can also save those images to your hard drive. So it's quite interesting to see what people surf on a public Wi-Fi. And then Wireshark is the other one. Wireshark is a packet sniffer. I'm sure you've heard of it. It used to be called EtherReel. It's just a normal everyday packet sniffer that you can put filters in. You can only view certain port numbers. You can only view certain IP addresses, things like that. And there's plenty of tutorials out there for Wireshark, so I'm not going to go heavy into that. I may do an HPR one of these days on Wireshark filters. They can get very complex, and there's a few handy ones that, because Wireshark will dump pretty much anything, any broadcast traffic over the network, and anything that you poison, obviously, you'll get all of their traffic. So I might do an HPR on that, but for now, all you need to know is that DriftNet will surf all the image or pull all the images off the poisoned computer, and Wireshark will grab everything that's sent to and from. And in my presentation, I actually did a demo for the guys at the meeting, and it was I grabbed some screenshots of what I was doing, and if you know, like I did an example for FTP traffic, and you can basically pull, passwords because FTP transmits in clear text. You can pull passwords right out of Wireshark. It's kind of handy. POP3 works that same way. Telnet. I don't know whoever uses Telnet anymore, but some people do. So. It's very, very handy. Now, I do put a disclaimer in this. I don't, support you doing malicious stuff, but it's pretty neat to go out there and see what people are surfing on a public Wi-Fi and maybe creating some awareness of how dangerous that can be. This has been another episode of HPR. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Klaatu. He sent me some really neat images for labels for HPR CDs that I hope to take to HOPE. So if you're going to the conference, you can shoot me an email and see me at the conference, and I'll give you out a free CD. I think I'm going to do the first 100 episodes of HPR, and we're going to put them on a CD and have some I think three different labels. CD labels on them that are really they really look cool, and thanks to Klaatu and all the hosts for doing such a great job, and we'll see everyone tomorrow on another episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.